Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, otherwise known as RBL, a show that incorporates baby boomers and millennials' ideas and perspectives.
With the hottest news, reviews, and interviews, and guidance on the transition of brick and mortar to click and order. And now I'm proud to introduce former veteran, military police, and a member of Knights of Columbus, my dad, James Zuli.
And my son, chairman and CEO of Easy Way Network, known as the Digital Dick Clark, Eric Zuli.
Around the world, good morning to our Easy Way family. You know who you are. And good morning to the superstar host of the show, none other than my son, Eric Zuli. Eric, and once again, I'm just saying, are you ready to rock and roll? But I know you're on top of it. So many exciting things happen lately, and I'll tell you, I'm just trying to keep up with some of this AI stuff that I've been reading about. They're saying we're going to have them in our houses.
AI is definitely going to take over. Hello, good morning. Good morning, everybody listening to Radio Boomers Live. Hello, hello to everybody across the globe. Remember, go to RBL, www.rblive.com and subscribe to the show.
Yes, indeed. And we got...
enjoy what you hear, and we're also on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Player FM, so much more. Yeah, and there's also an interactive chat you guys will see at the bottom right under the show. And I see there's a couple guests that are on here. Hello to Victoria L. Sanchez listening. And
Victoria,
Victoria. And Miss Bonnie and Diane.
Diane Watson,
a couple people from the last show. And Wendy Weber, good morning, everybody. We're going to go ahead and give you good morning there on the chat. And today's show is going to be about how
drum
to
roll.
Persevere your way to success. And we have the big pitch party coming up on Thursday, September 12th. You guys can register at easywaypitchparty.com and get your pitch on. Get your pitch out to the world. Make sure everybody knows about you and your business and connect with some high-level VIPs. That's what we call the VIP pitch party.
Yeah, it's amazing the interactive situation today. I mean, on your network, how you can reach out to people. You know, we have a pitch party, and you're talking about people with time zone differences of 10, 12 hours, you know, calling in on, joining a pitch party from Australia or New Zealand or England, all over the world. It's mind-boggling, you know, how you can interact. So, and you're not even talking about delays and things like that. So,
we're going to go to a commercial break, and then when we come back, we're going to have the news, reviews, and interviews, the hot topics, and then we have an extra special guest, Gary Rogers. You can look him up on the Easy Way Wall of Fame. And Gary Rogers used to work at Charleston Heston, and he does a pretty awesome networking event you need to know a little bit more about, and he is the webcam guy. He gets you on point when it comes to the webcam. We'll be right back.
Hey, Easy Way Radio listeners. Create your free account on easywaynetwork.com. Use the invite code EASYWAY or refer back to the person that referred you to us. Connect with us by texting EASYWAY, letter E, letter Z, to the number 59925. Get top flight promotion from the best in the business and help with stages and events. Get promotion on Easy Way Magazine, Easy Way Radio, Easy Way TV, and join our pitch party every other Thursday for the best lead generation and follow-up opportunities. We also have business tools that can help you automate and digitize your business for more results the easy way. Once you create your account, you can set up your profile and connect with our close to 4,500 high-quality members. We'll see you there.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Wow, can you believe already gearing up for the holidays? I mean, I went to Home Depot and they've got Frankenstein and all the ghosts and goblins already out. I remember last year they had them standing next to the Christmas celebration. I mean, you know what happens. September and then October's starting the holidays, and then it's Christmas again. So anyway, let's move along here because we got a few things. All right, so the big debate, 9 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow with Trump and Harris, and it's going to be so that'll be Tuesday tomorrow, 9 p.m. Eastern time, which is 6 o'clock Pacific, and it'll be, you know, they're getting a lot of viewers on these debates now. And we have, well, let's see, Israel continues its push against Hamas while there's a lot of leaders pushing for ceasefires. And in the Ukraine, Zelensky's continuing his march into the into Russia, and they're having a lot of on-point strikes with their with the drones. They hit a couple bridges and some oil situation. Putin even admitted that he's, you know, something about he regretted possibly starting this whole thing, but I don't know exactly what he said, but I think it was a mistake. We have the government, another situation with the shutdown. What happens when the government shuts down? Well, they can't pay their bills. They can't pay all the people who work for the government, like the military or whatever. But Congress usually pulls something off at the last minute. I don't know, what, maybe turn a little bit more money or however they take care of it, but that's usually what happens. And Tropical Storm Francine is forming in the Gulf. So if you're planning on hitting around Louisiana, Texas area, it might be hitting that area around Wednesday. So keep that in mind. Southern California wildfires burns about, wow, we got a lot of acres were hit, and it was over 1,000. But it hit around the Angels National Forest and up around the Lake Arrowhead area. A lot of firefighters out trying to, and you can imagine the heat, you know, with the existing heat and them trying to fight a fire. So anyway, they're working on it, and they got the planes out and everything. We have Elon Musk will... he's talking about mass producing and possibly by 2026, a billion of the units, these AI units, 20 billion. Wow, that's a lot. And then they figure someday it'll have them in your home for the cost of about $1,000 a month. And sugar may not be the culprit as far as weight issues. They did a 20, from 1920 to 1990. A study about weight gain, and I'm going to hit you with that next week. It's very interesting what the culprit is. Puff, puff. So with that, there's a lot of news. Baby boomers are trying to get back in shape, doing at-home gyms and everything, and realizing that if they want to enjoy their retirement, you got to have health. So I don't know. I try, but, you know, procrastination is the biggest problem with that. You know, you get the equipment, it sits there. I've had some stuff out of my patio, and I use it to hang towels or whatever. Anyway, Eric.
All right, yeah, well, great information on the hot topics today, and it's time for our special guest, Gary Rogers. Yeah,
Gary.
You know, again, go to easywaywallofame.com, and you can search Gary Rogers. So Gary Rogers, I mean, bottom line, if you're interested in getting hired, getting promoted, making more money, improving your chances of success, as far as the webcam goes and being proper in front of the camera, he's a leading expert in public speaking and presentation skills, and he knows how to make you look correct on a webcam. And he can help you stand out in the crowd, help you become recognized as a leader, help you become visible with massive audiences, help you command attention, and help promote your business without paid ads. For over 50 years, organizations have hired Gary to provide entertaining speeches and seminars that improve communication and their bottom line. So during that time, he also was involved in television production, motion picture industry. He founded a company that produced TV commercials, infomercials, and corporate videos for many of the world's largest corporations, including AT&T, Motorola, Mitsubishi, Nissan, Procter & Gamble, Toshiba, Toyota, Honeywell, Blue Cross, same as Coca-Cola, and a lot more. He's worked with people like Charlton Heston from the Academy Award-winning actor, and then in 2007 founded the company Flix. And it's an international communications company that specializes in teaching presentation skills over the internet via a webcam. You can connect with Gary at the Easy Way Wall of Fame to learn more. So let's go ahead and bring on Gary to the stage now and welcome him and hear his story. Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, Gary Rogers.
Well, thank you very, very much.
Gary.
Thank you very, very much, Eric, for the great introduction. I've worked with you a lot over the last several months. You do such an incredible job on your Easy Way network. In fact, you've got the most glitzy platform, I believe, on the Internet. It's amazing what you do. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, sure, Gary. It's a pleasure to have you on. You know, you could have taken so many roads.
Let me introduce you to my father. He's come onto your stage a couple times, just to say hello and pop in and out. You've seen him on the VIP pitch party stages a couple times, but formerly on air, let me introduce you to the man that made me, the president of Better Vision for Children. Dad, this is Gary Rogers. Gary Rogers, this is Dad, James Zulu.
Hi, James. I've talked to you several times on Easy Way Pitch Party. I appreciate what you do. You raised a great son. You did everything right.
Appreciate it. Yeah, well, I shared with him you have to have hard work, determination, drive, and resilience. But without faith, morals, and ethics, it's a waste of time. And he held to that. So, that's what makes me happy. But, like I was saying, you have so many talents and gifts. You help so many people. And you could have been, like I said, an architect, an engineer, a doctor, whatever. What was there anything in particular that brought you down the path that that you decided on?
I'm sorry, I missed that last part. If you just repeat
Do you think there's anything in particular that happened in your life that brought you down the road that led to all that you do to help people now and your expertise?
That's a great question. I'm an old man. I've been around for a long, long time. I started my career almost 60 years ago in sales with the 3M Company. Bless their hearts, 3M Company taught me how to sell. I did well at sales, and they promoted me to a sales trainer, training other people how to sell. And then they eventually promoted me to a training manager, training all kinds of subjects, one of which was public speaking presentation skills. As you probably know, public speaking is the number one fear that almost every human being on the face of the earth has. Most
That's right.
people would rather die than get in front of other people. They didn't want their corporate managers putting people to sleep when they gave speeches. So one of my jobs was to train them in becoming good public speakers. And I eventually got an idea and talked to 3M Company into spending literally almost $15,000 to get a video recorder and a camera and put it in our training room. Now, this was years before home video. Most people had never seen themselves on television, and we recorded the speeches that the corporate managers gave. And when they saw themselves on TV, they wanted to throw up when they saw the mistakes that they were making that we were trying to train them to overcome. It literally revolutionized everything that we did in our training. Pictures worth 1,000 words, and moving pictures on video is worth a million. It made such a difference. I fell in love with video at that time. And several years later, I left 3M Company and started my own television production company. I spent the next 37 years producing, as Eric said, television commercials, infomercials, corporate videos for many of the great companies in the world. I sold my business a number of years ago and retired. That was the worst mistake I think I ever made in my life. My
I can't imagine you really retiring, though, Gary. I mean, I could see you retiring but still keeping very busy, you know, just because you retire from a certain occupation. But I don't see you sitting in the chair or just looking outside and not doing things. I don't know.
Well,
you're not that.
That was my problem. That was my problem. I got so tired of sitting around doing nothing. My retirement lasted 2 weeks, and I decided to go online and start a coaching business, helping people online with their businesses, promote their businesses, primarily through a webcam. I mean, I spent so many years with television production and motion pictures. The webcam is the new television camera.
Oh, yeah.
You can do anything with it, but so many people are making so many mistakes. I thought that was something I could really help people with. I've been doing it now for the last 17 years online.
You know, people hear 3M, they hear the Dow, they hear this and they that, but what... It's like, what are those terms? Well, just to let you know, 3M, for I know what you know it is, but for the listeners, it's the Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing. So that's your 3M. And so from there, how did you you go back, like, we know what it was like in the 50s. And I remember I was in a auto showroom with my dad. It was about 53 or 54, and he was looking for a Buick. So that's one of my earlier memories. I mean, I wasn't able to drive at that time. I was a little toddler. But how did you, as the years went on, you saw the change. How did you accept and meld into the height, all this tech that's going on? Did you, because a lot of baby boomers, they kind of stay away from some of it. But when you actually get in, it's not that difficult. How did you adapt?
Great question, James. First of all, I started, as I mentioned, in sales. Sales has not changed in 100 years or 1,000 years, really. Sales is nothing but getting in front of people and helping them solve their problems with your product, service, or course. Good salespeople simply help other people solve problems. But in my day, to get in front of somebody, a prospect, I had to get on the telephone and make cold calls to people that didn't know me, had no idea what I could do to help them. I had to say something in a very short period of time to get their attention, to allow them to give me a physical appointment where I could drive out and spend some time with them. And that's the key to selling, getting in front of people, getting them to know you. You can get to know them, ask questions of each other. When I started on the Internet, I knew I could help people, but I had a real problem. In my day, I could get on the telephone and call anybody through directory services. When I started on the Internet, people that I confided in, telling them what I was about to do, said, you're going to have to spend a lot of money on Google ads and Facebook ads and other advertising if you want to sell your course. Well, that made sense. Nobody knew me on the Internet. So I spent a lot of money over a period of several years, and it would get me a client here and a client there, but I was spending more money going out than I was bringing in with clients. And finally, I decided I've either got to figure out some way to promote myself without spending an arm and a leg in Google ads and Facebook ads and other ads, or I got to go back to retirement. I was literally ready to quit. And a good friend of mine told me, Gary, you need to be going into networking events, giving elevator pitches and longer pitches in breakout rooms. I didn't even know what he was talking about. I'd never heard of these types of events.
Breakout rooms.
I went to the first one, and I saw almost 100 people get on their webcams and try to promote their services. And most of them were just floundering and struggling. I don't think most of them had really thought out what they were going to say. again, an elevator pitch on a webcam is nothing more than in the old days I'd get on a telephone call and give a, quote, elevator pitch. The yeah. only thing that's changed is the tool, the webcam versus a telephone. Selling is still selling. That's how I gravitated.
Yeah, and you mentioned the stage thing. There are some very notable entertainers, Donnie and Marie. Donnie didn't want to go out on stage. Even Elvis, people, you know, big entertainers, they had to take a breath before they went out. It's getting in front of people. But, you know, the sales, and I read one time where they said you could get 62% more response from a potential client from the first impression, from what they see, if you meet them somewhere, if they come to your business. So there's a lot, too. It's like an art. Eric had experience with that. He used to, when years ago when he was working at a computer store, he would just, you know, he would not only get the sale, he would get the add-ons and all this, and they wanted to make a manager. But it is an art, and you stuck with it. I mean, otherwise you'd still be sitting there, right?
It is an art, and most people have no idea what to say. I'm just going to use as a rule of thumb, a 60-second elevator pitch goes by so fast, you got to think of every word that you've got to say that pertains to your target audience that will command attention and cause them to want to hear and see more of what you can do to help them. And most people have no idea how to do that. They've never had any training. And that's where I come in, where I provide that training for them. And basically, I've directed a lot of Hollywood people in the past that really fits into what I'm doing now. I'm not directing Hollywood stars. I'm directing everyday people and how to get on a webcam and create attention, get them to want their prospects to sit down. I'm sorry, to sit down with their prospects. It's a real art.
Well, you know, people have this.
Gary, let me ask you this. So you are a skilled expert in the form of being present on a webcam, and nowadays. Webcam could be for podcasting. It could be for events. Give us an idea, like give us a sample of like a training session and how you would help somebody be better in front of a webcam.
Well, the first thing I do with my paid clients, I need to find out a little bit about their product, service, or course in order to help them to promote it. I sit down with them and get appropriate information about their, again, product, service, or course. Once I've got that information, I sit down and write their elevator pitch for them. Been doing that kind of work for years and years. I found that most people simply can't do it themselves. So I write it for them. We get on Zoom, and I present it to them. If there's something that doesn't quite set with them, we'll change it, usually right then and there. I work with them until they've got exactly what they want in a powerful elevator pitch that'll command attention, open doors for them, and help put a lot more money in their pocket. Now, once we've got the words down, that's just the beginning. The words are absolutely worthless unless you can command attention with those words, and that involves public speaking skills. That's the biggest fear that almost everybody has out there. People getting in front of a webcam just don't quite know what to do, how to project, how to use inflection, enthusiasm. Eye contact is one of the biggest failures that most people have when they get in front of a webcam, and there's a good reason for that. If they're on a laptop, they want to see the people they're talking to. And their webcam is usually built in at the top of their laptop, and they have to divert their attention down below to their computer screen, which is below the webcam, and you've lost their eye contact when you do that. I found a way to actually do both, connect with people and see the people that you're connecting with as you're doing that.
Jerry, do you have any stories that you could share with us? I mean, you worked with Charleston Heston and so many awesome people in Hollywood. And I'd love to hear a behind the curtain story that you could think of as we're closing out. Here we have another 5 minutes or so, but I know that you've been around for a long time, and those stories are always, let's sit around the Radio Boomers Live campfire here.
Just to let people know, Charleston Heston, if they don't remember, he's been in show business. He's about 60 years in the show business, and he's done 100 films, won 2 Academy Awards. So, yeah, pretty notable guy.
Yeah, and one of our members honored Charleston Heston, worked with Dick Clark and all those guys. Shout out to Dr. Sweeney.
Yeah.
Well, people that are in Hollywood are just like everybody else. They're hardworking people. They want to succeed. Some Hollywood stars are not worth the powder to blow them up with, as far as people's skills, if you will. I've worked with some real jerks. I won't mention any of their names, but you talked about Charlton Heston. He was one of the kindest, nicest human beings I've ever met in my life. I mean, I'm a nobody directing an Academy Award-winning actor who's played some of the greatest roles in the history of film, and he was so kind in working with me. Hey, if I'm doing something wrong, tell me, please tell me. He was just so wonderful and as a human being. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I've met a lot of people in my life, and very few of them were as kind and generous as Charlton Heston was. Just a wonderful man. He couldn't have been a nicer man to work with. Whereas other stars, some of them are very, very difficult to work with. And that's just like human history. Some people are nice, some people aren't. Some people are full of themselves, some people are very generous with their time. Same thing applies to the people
in Hollywood. What was the reason that you didn't, that you got out of Hollywood and being a director and a producer and went into the coaching and speaking room?
Well, I really, the Hollywood thing came quite by accident. When I formed my television production company, most of my work was producing television commercials and corporate videos for many of the giant corporations in the world, and some of those wanted a celebrity spokesperson. So I started directing those celebrity spokespeople, and it just developed where I started meeting more and more of those people. But my primary business was not Hollywood movies. It was corporate videos and television commercials, and many of those simply involved Hollywood celebrities.
Oh, okay. So what was it like hanging out with Moses, huh?
To hang up with who?
Hanging out with Moses.
Well, I met him on a couple of occasions. He was just so kind to me. I got to reiterate that. I was a little nervous working with him because of the stature. I mean, there are not many.
Yeah, he's a big star.
one of the biggest in the world, and Academy Award winner. I had never worked with an Academy Award winner before, so I was a little nervous going in, and he just set me at ease and was so generous with his time. And if I wanted him to do one thing, he immediately would catch on what I was asking for and do it. Other people, many of them struggle to take any kind of direction.
Yeah. There's all kinds. Yeah. There's some have skills in this field and some in that field, but isn't it so advantageous? Like, instead of just retiring, look at what you did and all the people you're meeting, and it just, it gives you purpose, you know, and I think that creates a little bit more longevity in the lives of people that do like you're doing, keeping going, you know.
Oh, it does,
very
and your Easy Way pitch party is a great opportunity for me to meet other people through that pitch party and for other people to meet and collaborate. It's a wonderful platform, and there are many platforms out there like that. If you'd told me when I started out that the day would come when I would be able to get in front of a little device called a webcam and talk to anybody on the face of the earth, I would have thought you were on some powerful drug.
Eric's Mr. Creativity. He's not easy to keep up with sometimes, but I call him like the Elon Musk of the internet. He's always developing a new platform. And, you know, people love the pitch party. They don't just – a lot of they do movies that go up to 2 hours because they know people don't have the patience to sit much longer. And we sometimes go to 3 hours, and they're still there, you know.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. And like you say, it is.
And Gary, you know, it's awesome to collab with you too. And we are collabing with the power pitching event that you do and the VIP pitch party. It's you know, two for the price of one type of deal. So anybody that's listening right now, if you're a member of Easy Way Network, most likely you're going to get invited to the power pitching, which is a great event that Gary does as well. And, you know, we include that on the newsletter sometimes. And now the new blogging system, by the way, guys, the new notification system is now out. A couple of new additions to the chat. You'll notice that you can put links in there now if you're a member, and we're going to keep adding to the network. But, Gary, this has been a blast having you on. I'm glad we finally made it happen. So in closing, anything else that you wanted to promote or you wanted to say bye to your friends or family?
Well, I've just loved working with you. You've come on to many of my events, and I've come on to several of yours. Unfortunately, I have to teach you many times when Easy Way Pitch Party is on, but I've loved meeting you and your people and your dad, James. I've talked to you a couple of times. You talked to so many people, you've probably forgotten our conversations that were brief on Easy Way. Thank you so much for what you do. Eric, I've loved working with you, and look forward to meeting or spending more time with your dad.
Oh, looking forward to having you come out here.
Say again.
He said, looking forward to having you come out here sometime. We'll have you by the boats, by the Dana Point Harbor. We'll have dinner sometime.
Absolutely.
But hopefully you can join us on September 12th, Gary. But we know you're a busy man, and in closing, we ask all of our guests this at the end of the show. You've had an Easy Way experience as far as being on a stage and speaking and networking with some of the group. But how has your first official interview experience been?
My first interview with you, you mean?
Yeah, this experience. We're closing up.
Oh, you guys are terrific. I will praise your work everywhere. In fact, every Tuesday we have a meeting and send out an email to our group, and you're listed in there. Everybody go to Easy Way Pitch Party. We do that every week, and I try to promote you as much as I can everywhere I can. Again, you've got the glitziest platform on the Internet.
Well, thank you so much, Gary. We so appreciate.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you so
very much. So appreciate you coming on as a guest. Remember, www.rbllive.com. We do have some people that are chatting in the chats, and there has been some questions and comments, you know, to you. And again, guys, if you want to reach Gary, you can go to easywaywalloffame.com. Look up Gary and just click on the connect button. Thank you so much for being a guest today, Gary.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
Attitude is everything. You got the greatest attitude. I love it. So, guys, there you go. So this is what it's all about, you know, learning, continuous learning, and listening and researching. And Gary and I know, even at our age, we're turning around. We're still learning from people. I mean, you never stop learning. So, great. Carmelita's Corner. coming up around on the way out of
commercial.
Yeah,
we're going to go to commercial. We're going to go to commercial break, and when they come back, we're going to have Carmelita's Corner come on, and she's got an extra special guest coming up. And engineer,
yeah,
if you want to go ahead and get to that commercial, we'll get to Carmelita's Corner. So we'll be right back.
Hey, Easy Way Radio listeners. Create your free account on easywaynetwork.com. Use the invite code EASYWAY or refer back to the person that referred you to us. Connect with us by texting EASYWAY, letter E, letter Z, to the number 59925. Get top flight promotion from the best in the business and help with stages and events. Get promotion on EASYWAY Magazine, EASYWAY Radio, EASYWAY TV. And join our pitch party every other Thursday for the best lead generation and follow-up opportunities. We also have business tools that can help you automate and digitize your business for more results the easy way. Once you create your account, you can set up your profile and connect with our close to 4,500 high-quality members. We'll see you there.
If you want to amplify your reach, visibility, and generate more sales leads, joint venture partners, and increase your bottom line by one simple login, then Easy Way Network is your solution to greatness. Sign up to EasyWayNetwork.com, use invite code EasyWay, or use the invite code of the person that referred you. Our all-in-one marketing solutions hub can help boost your event, podcast, and increase your relationship equity by the click of a button. What are you waiting for? EasyWayNetwork.com.
About to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Well, hello there, Radio Land. Here we are again, and I'm feeling grand. And I'm looking forward to a grand interview with a very special man, my friend, Dr. Earl Alfari Hutchison. He's quite a phenomenon in the broadcasting world, and he's a renowned broadcaster, as a matter of fact, and political commentator. He's known for his thought-provoking perspectives on current issues. And now he's actually changed his platform. He was a regular on KPFK, and now he's got his own thing going on with his own channel, and that's really wonderful. Quote from him, "My goal in broadcasting is to take no prisoners when I give my views on the hot-button issues and news on race and politics in America," says noted political analyst Earl Alfari Hutchison. And he's as good as his word. He riles up a lot of people when he slams politicians, the media, and so on and so on, with much of public opinion on the issues. But that's the upfront aim of the new Earl Alfari Hutchison Show, which comes on Saturdays, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and Eastern Time at noon. And his report presents slashing, cutting-edge commentary. And I am looking forward to having him coming on now. Dr. Earl, are you there? Hello, Dr. Earl? Now, I noticed the last time when we actually had him scheduled, he called me, and this time I called him, and I wasn't able to make a connection. So I'm wondering if he knows that we did switch over to today to do the broadcast. otherwise, I'm going to be, you know, talking here without Dr. Earl. I think I need to bring Hello. Is he there?
We can try to call him, Carmelita. So go ahead and just keep telling the audience about him, and we'll see if we can't get him on.
Well, I had a script, actually not a script per se, but more information about him. But I would just advise everybody to do what I did and go to Google, and you will be amazed with the bio that's there about him. He is a trendsetter. He's a national treasure and one of my favorite talk show hosts. Right now I'm not quite sure where he is, but I did send him a text on how to get on and that we are on, and I also put out an announcement on my cell phone to let all of our friends know. And I know that Denise is on. Maybe we can bring Denise on. She's a friend of his, and maybe she can tell us to her about her friendship with Dr. Earl. Can you bring on Denise, Estelle?
Yes, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you doing, Denise?
I am multitasking. How are you, Miss Carmelita?
Well, I'm multitasking too. You know, I mean, that's the name of the game, right?
Right. Yeah, I haven't been on the podcast in quite a while. I've been working on projects. I just completed my film. I submitted it to the Pan-African Film Festival.
Oh.
So, yeah. So I'm working on some other projects that need to generate money. So that's kind of where I am right now.
So,
oh, yeah.
So do you have me on, Carmelita? Can you hear me? Okay, I just wanted to say that young lady that you have on is beyond amazing, and I just wanted to apologize to her for not getting back. I'm falling behind on texts to Denise. The event she put on was off the charts, and I mean but not only the event, she's such a caring person that, you know, I don't want to give her too much and give her, you know, a big head on her shoulder, but that's what she's like, and I don't know. The event was really exciting, and it's going to carry on and on. So, Denise, a lot of accolades to you. Bless you.
Jim, as a matter of fact, I've been thinking about you, wondering how you are, and I know you had a birthday. I actually sung happy birthday to you on the text message, and you didn't respond, and I'm thinking, I don't think he heard me sing happy birthday.
No, I missed that. I'm falling behind in my texts on that. But, I was talking to Carmelita, and you're a bit younger, but just putting the word out to everybody is you take for granted going out and when you get in the shower and walking around. My point here is, don't slip, don't fall. It's a real pain in the shoulder, which was my experience. And I talked to the doctor, and he said slip and falls in the shower are off the charts. He said it's like people come in from a car accident, they can get so hurt just from slipping. And so I'm getting on Carmelita to put a railing on the front of her house. Because,
I'm going to do that. You know, as a matter of fact, my handyman, who I'm going to see in a little while, as a matter of fact, because we've got always something to do, you know, at the house. And
never ending.
It never ends. But he said that he wanted to surprise me, but it's not a surprise because he's already told me now that he has already started working on a rail for the front porch. Yeah. Years ago, I remember I had a meeting here for the Rose Breast Cancer Society at our home, and one of our loyal members was Gloria Berlin. Now, as you know, you've heard her as a guest on my radio show some time ago. Gloria has actually grown wings, and she's flown away to a better place. But she is the one who sold Michael Jackson Neverland Ranch, and she also sold the Forever Cemetery, and she was also the mysterious lady in black who used to
always
go in the carriage. The movie studios actually hired a carriage to take her there, and she dressed in the black, and she would put the flowers on Rudolph Valentino's resting place. So people never knew that, but she told me that she was the lady in black. Well, long story short, Gloria was one of my favorite people, and I don't know if her niece is listening or not, but she, I did text her, Annette, if you're listening, Annette Rios, I texted Annette that I was going to do a show today. She might be listening, who knows, but anyway, the reason I mentioned Gloria is because when I had the meeting here at the house, she told me that I should have a handrail for people like her, because, you know, she was up in age. Now I'm catching up with her, you know, as far as age goes. But at the time, you know, that she was active in my organization, she was already quite a bit of a senior, you know.
It seems to happen. But what did you think of Denise's event, Carmelita? That was fun, wasn't it? You have a good time?
Well, yeah. I... have only one gripe, and that was the lady who was supposed to be providing service at the hotel. I'm ready to wring her neck. A very nice lady. I got there early, sat down at the table I was directed to sit at. I was the first one there. And for some reason, she kept skipping me when it was time to serve me. And I sat there and I waited and I waited and I waited. And I was wondering, is there something that I did wrong? But you know what's funny? In the Bible, it says that those who are last go first, right? Or the who's who go first.
You sit down at you're better off sitting at the back of the table. And then if they come along and bite you to the front, you know, that's okay. But if you're sitting at the front and they say, excuse me, sir, you have to, you know, go down, then it's embarrassing. So sit at the end of the table. Then you have to worry about it. But that was that was an exciting event. We had the carpets and Kate and everybody. It was so what's going on, Denise? Are we going to rock and roll again here with
24? Yeah.
What are we on now, 23 years?
Yeah. Yes. Well, yeah, we've been around for 22 years, but I just wanted to say we did not capture a group picture of the honorees.
We got to still do that.
We do. So we're going to have a barbecue maybe April of 2025. We're going to have another event leading up to Honor Thy Father with all the honorees. So it'll be like a reunion.
That'll be
fun.
And
then we're going to, that's going to be really fun. And so we're thinking about a barbecue. So needless to say, I'll keep you
up. I like the barbecue idea. Yeah.
I do too.
You're saying, what, April 2025, right?
Yeah,
somewhere around there?
2025. Yeah,
see, that sounds like such a long way. And yet, I would tell people, God, you know, here it was Christmas already, and that was last year. And I'd say, before you know it, it'll be next Christmas. And guess what's rolling around? You know, not too much time left, and before you know it, it'll be here.
Is moving, And you know what?
Well,
I want
research.
To take this up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did research, and they said, actually, for, you know, people that are a little bit older, the time does go faster in their mind. There's some kind of way it works. So you got a long way to go, Denise. Don't worry about it. Time's going slow for you.
No, actually, time is going fast, and my birthday's in December. But Jim, I want to let you know I am really adamant about working with you on with Better Vision for Children. I want So I know we spoke about it briefly, but I know you're recovering. And I don't know how soon you'll be able to have a meeting But
I'm ready to rock and roll. It's just that Carmelita keeps asking me out to shoot 9 holes of golf, and I have to let her down by saying, Carmelita, my shoulder's out of position. I cannot golf now, so she's disappointed.
Hey, Jim, don't put that story out on me. I don't even play golf.
That's why I would like to golf with you, Carmelita, because we would be going even. Anyway, what Denise is talking about, so we're talking about a hope tour. I call it my hope tour, and we take the kids out, the plaster kids, to different situations, you know, whether it's a skill in occupation. People in the industry like Carmelita and Denise, or if it's an architect, we'll take them to a Nassau facility, whatever. And they could talk to people in these various businesses. But the other one is social skills. And a lot of people meet on a golf course. So a lot of them don't know what a golf club is. We'll take them and show them how to golf, how to play chess, how to play tennis, racquetball, all these different games, and, you know, get the experience of all this, plus an etiquette class, and take them to a nice restaurant, you know.
Excellent.
I'm ready to rock and roll, Denise, whenever. So, I mean, the arm's a little, out of place, but other than that, I just, keep it. You got to be a little careful, but you just don't do certain things, you know. But, yeah, anytime we get together and get going.
So do you have an itinerary for the balance of the year in terms of activities and events for the children and youth?
This is exactly what I'm putting together now. We had taken care of a lot of stuff because we had a lot of programming and a lot of Attorney General stuff and so on when we took over everything, and it's all ironed out. And it's what I mean. It's like this guy keeps hanging around with me. His name is Murphy. And, why of all times do I pick a time to fall down and I'm ready to do all this stuff? But you know what? I'm going to do it anyway. So we just –
There you go.
Denise, I'm going to have you and Carmelita give instructions on the racquetball and the tennis and the golf. You guys can take care of that. I'll just watch. But, other than that.
Well, that'll have to be Carmelita because I don't play golf.
I think we're in trouble. Okay. No,
even though Maggie Hathaway tried to work with me. I don't know if you're familiar with Maggie Hathaway. Yeah. Yeah, she was pretty close to Tiger Woods. But anyway, she tried teach me golf back in the day, and I didn't like it. So
it clicks. I remember from high school, we'd go out. Some people, they're not too good at first, but they would catch on. This one guy took the iron and just threw it in the lake. He said, "This is not my game," and that was it. Some people go for it and some don't, But there's so much stuff we can do with these kids. And, after a period of months, they have experience in dining properly, communicating properly, different sports, different livelihoods. So within a certain period of time, you have children that have a wide variety of, to move forward. And then someday we'll get a little plan for grants so they can go to school, So
awesome.
Yeah. And Bible says be the parent to those who have none. It doesn't mean you have to be a foster parent per se, but you can still do stuff to reach out. So that's good, Denise. I'm glad I know you're always on board. So we'll get something going.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So are there certain areas or schools that you're working on or that are on board?
It's open. I've talked to people that have foster facilities down in L.A. We have Orange County, Riverside. So, everything is open now. If you have some particular situation, let me know, and, we'll just work with whoever. What we do is we bring awareness to children's in general eye health. 50% of the kids the parents don't have their kids tested, and we don't want them to have amblyopia. It's not good. It's bad for their eyes. They can make them very sick and so on and so forth, and possibly blindness. So we want to prevent that with our awareness and testing. So that's the eye vision part. And then the second vision we added on was a vision for the future of underprivileged and foster care kids. And that's what that's all about. That's what Denise and I are talking about. Carmelita knows. That's our hope. I call it a hope tour. And
okay.
we had fun on Carmelita's. We said, we got to do something for your birthday. Carmelita had a little birthday, and we were up on stage talking about reminiscing and talking about stuff. And somebody thought I was Bill Medley for what the heck. But, you know, we can, we can get, you name the area and put stuff on the table and let's work with it. I just want to just help as many kids as we can. And,
okay,
and we could also,
okay.
you know, send them whatever. We'll do video. We just want to instruct. And you know, like I say, the tours, taking them out on our little outings and things,
mm-hmm,
I think
mm-hmm.
it'd be real beneficial. So whenever we're ready.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited about it.
So this is Carmelita's show. I don't want to butt in on Carmelita's show. But, so go ahead, Carmelita. Ask Denise all kinds of complicated questions. See if you can trick her on something.
You know what? They say being a good listener is an asset.
Ooh. Yeah, that's true.
Yes. Yes. And I want to comment on the show right before yours, Carmelita, in terms of public speaking. That was really, really a good show.
Yes,
it was.
I chimed in on that. I used to be mm-hmm. petrified to speak in front of anybody, and now I do it effortlessly, and I just love speaking, and I get a lot of compliments when I speak, so I know I'm doing good. But yeah, that's really, really needed. People learning how to feel comfortable and speaking in front of other people, that's really, really important. And
you
actually
know,
working. Mm-hmm.
No, I was going to say, I think having been a public school teacher for nearly 25 years, has prepared me for being in front of the public. I had to learn. I had no choice. I had to learn how to speak in front of my class, my students.
Your students,
you know,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And having taught, both in what they call the urban, as you know what I'm speaking of, part of town, and the valley, because I also taught in Northridge for a little while. It was basically the same, you know. You had to command the attention, and sometimes the kids were not always easy. They could be a challenge. But, you know, one of the things I also learned, and this is just something I did on my own, I used to pick out who I thought was the biggest and the baddest kid in the classroom.
mm-hmm.
And I'd put them on my side. And actually, they did a better job of controlling the classroom than I did.
Oh,
did you know?
That was smart. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
that was
mm-hmm.
strategic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kind of like the two sir with love, remember?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I was there.
I was there. I had that kind of a experience, you know, dealing with the kids. In fact, the latter part of my teaching career, where I was at the so-called Inglewood Opportunity, quote-unquote, school, where they had actually put two bungalows together that served as a school. I mean, the two bungalows, that was the whole school. And my friend who I interviewed not that long ago, Jerome Richardson, he was the principal of Inglewood, vice principal there at Inglewood High School. But at that time, he was also the person who was co-managing that particular program. And he invited me to come on board when I called myself retiring from LA Unified. He said, oh, no, we need you over here. So I found myself going once a week to Inglewood to deal with these kids that had been kicked out of regular school. You know, either they'd been expelled or they'd been, there for mental or whatever reasons. But it was a challenge, but you know, I ruled with love, you know,
mm-hmm.
and just like in that movie, To Stir with Love. Well, I ruled with love. I loved them all. And, I think that love is probably the greatest weapon of all.
That's the meaning mm-hmm. of life as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the thing with that I kind of read this little article. You have all these kids going to school, but some of them really, you know, you got your the people that maybe stand out because they, you know, talk too much or do, but you have these kids that are really gifted, and they talk about they should be like maybe taken out of that class that's going at a slow pace because they're like eons ahead of everybody. They're already reading books at 2 years old. They're just and have a special classes, but they don't do that. And what they say what it does is it slows down the potential that they have.
They used to have what they call the gifted program.
Yeah.
In regular
gifted school. Program.
And they had programs to address, you know, the abilities. In fact, they used to have trades classes for the kids who, you know, were not going to go to college but needed a trade. And you know, I think if that's no longer the case, they need to bring it back again.
Well, and they say that skipping a grade because the child is too smart for the second grade class and he's more like a third or fourth grade reading skill, but they say that's detrimental in a way because then they're with kids that are bigger than they are and so on and so forth, you know. So, yeah, I suppose it's better to just maybe have a certain type of class for them. But I do see that, you know, I was reading some of these kids, they're like in second or third grade doing eighth grade math. It's like amazing. But
that
anyway.
Is amazing. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's like you, Denise. I think you were like that. You had that really high IQ, right?
I was always very shy and quiet, and I would like to say so, but no.
You know, Denise. You know, Denise. You actually were at Crenshaw High School, which was one of the schools that my school fed. I mean, I was at Horace Mann Junior High, and mm-hmm. our kids went to either Crenshaw High School or they went to Washington High School. And, actually, you would have been one of my students if I was still teaching because, you know, yeah, I was, like I said, I was around a long time.
Wow.
Do either one of you, like, keep in touch with people that you went to school with in high school? And because some people do and some people, you know, what happens after high school is it's like, for a lot of people, it's the end of that era. They go to the military, they go to college, they move, they get married, and they like separate. Do you keep in touch with any of your friends?
I'm still in contact with one of my closest friends way back in the day in the fourth grade. Ilona, she still texts me. We communicate on Facebook. But we were like play sisters, and we had another friend too. There were three of us. We were like the three musketeers, and we actually went shopping and bought outfits so that we could all dress alike.
So you have your
but,
friends.
I mean, we're still friends to this day.
That's
beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Students also. Some of my former students, we're still friends. Mm-hmm.
See? Well, you're a teacher.
Beautiful.
Do you do that, Denise? Do you keep in touch with your old buddies?
I do have a few friends, even from elementary school as well as junior high, that I'm still in contact with. So,
now,
yeah.
Is that the same state, or is that like, see, if
no.
You...
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
It's here in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, I was from a suburb of Chicago, and that kind of all faded away, but like, would you go to your, you know, those, whatever you call it, reunions, do you go to those?
We haven't had one in a long time, but I would love to go to a reunion.
How about you, Carmelita?
Yeah, I did go to my 50th reunion, and it was just really a privilege because I went to LA High School.
Did they pretty much look the same as you remember?
Well, you know what? I can't comment on that. Some of my teachers that have changed over the years, but I was given a special platform because of me singing. They brought the actual LA High School band came in, but before that they had me singing. and I opened up the program, and one of the people who went to school with me, she became a very well-known a performer in the entertainment world, but she used to be one of the cheerleaders. So she came out with a couple of other people who were in our class, and they did a cheerleading routine. And then they brought me out, and then they brought the band out. So I was just feeling so privileged to be performing class reunion. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we've been to some we've been in the Queen Mary, and not when it sailed. They just want to let everybody know that. No, it was, I forgot, the lady in red, and I think we were at that event at the Queen Mary, and a couple other ones. So so Denise, where do you think it came from? You know, you do these events, and you get involved in all this stuff, because you're not, you say you're shy, but yet you're not in a way, because
I'm not
stage
shy
with the
anymore.
Fathers, you bring families together,
I'm not shy anymore. That was the origin. I was very shy and quiet, like a C student. But now, now that I know who I am, you know, I'm walking in my truth. Yeah, I'm walking in my truth, and I'm a child of God, and I'm here with my gifts. And I am bountiful with the gifts that I have. As I was telling Eric when I first met him, I have some inventions that have just been sitting, and I really got to bring them to life. And so I'm just endowed with all these gifts, as you know, as well as other people, you know, that have gifts. They're just not either aware of them, or they're just kind of have them buried. But I am aware of my gifts, and I can't wait. And that's another thing I'm working on. I have an invention that I really need to bring to market. And I'm really excited about it, because it'll bring a lot of joy for people that are just driving around and looking, you know, walking the street or even being on the bus. It will bring a lot of joy to people. It's a beautiful way to say thank you. And even thinking about it is just has me smiling. So I just have to, I know you guys are wondering, what could it be? And soon, hopefully, I can.
The intrigue is the exciting part. Leave the intrigue, and unless you want to go ahead and tell us about it. But, you know, you follow through. And they said that having purpose is more beneficial for longevity than even diet and exercise. When you have a person that has purpose and that is excited to go do this, and it keeps them going rather than being stagnant and not doing anything and following through. And they say that's one of the biggest regrets for seniors, people that are beyond Carmelita and myself, and they're in nursing care homes, and they talk to them, and they said, what is it that you have on your mind and any regrets? And they say it's a terrible anguish. And it's too late to do anything about it, because they didn't reach out. They didn't follow through. They didn't share. They didn't help, you know, or, you know, communicate better with family or friends. Or if they had the finances, they didn't follow through. Because now the finances are gone. They're taken over by the family because they're like 98 or something. And it's a really big regret. So while we're here, you want to do that stuff, you know, that you're talking about. Like Carmelita's all over and doing a show and events and sharing with the Rose Breast Cancer and so on and so forth. Because otherwise, who wants to sit there someday and say, geez, you're kind of old, and you're saying, I wish I would have did that. Because I say that because a lot of the people are gone now. You know, it's too late. And you don't have that regret because you went ahead and did stuff. If you remember what I said on stage, you know, do you remember what I said when I was talking on stage with you? I don't know if you remember, but it was basically that. I shared that you, with my son, that you have to have hard work, determination, drive, and resilience, but without faith, morals, and ethics, it's a waste of time. And I said, with faith, I believe, comes accountability and responsibility. So that's dealing with people, helping people, whatever. And that's what you do, both of you. You reach out and Carmelita, your mother and everything. And it is kind of a fulfilling thing because you did something, you know, you made a difference.
Right.
It's a good feeling.
And with Carmelita, you're a role model because people are looking at you and going, wow, look at her. You know, she's not letting age, I'm not aware of your age, but you're not letting age slow you down. I'm not letting age slow me down. Jim's not letting age slow him down. You know, we're just moving forward with what the gifts God has given us to manifest and doing God's work and making people smile and, you know, just helping, being a healing component in our community. All of us have the capability to heal. And so even just walking down the street and just giving a smile or saying good morning or hello, that's big. You know, that's impactful. I know when I do my morning walk, which I do pretty much every morning, even when I see a homeless person on the street, I say good morning, and they say good morning back most of the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so
they
guys,
say good morning back.
This has been fun, but I'm getting in trouble now because we're going way over time. It's just been fun. And, I'm getting the coding's coming in from the engineer. Well, I got to go. So anyway, thank you, Denise, for coming on. You're amazing. And let's get together.
Absolutely. You're welcome. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm glad. Did you know that Denise responded, you know, to the messages, because I did send out the flyer to, you know, to as much as I could about Dr. Earl Afari Hutchison being a guest today. And it just so happened that Denise said, because I got your text, Denise, that you were going to be listening. That's how I knew you were on, that you were a mutual friend of his. And I thought, oh, great, you know. I'm glad that you wound up getting the interview. Who knows, maybe we'll get him back another time. But, I mean, because he definitely was ready the last time, that's for sure. But, you know, things happen. And there's something, another saying, that's life, right? So,
Thank you, Denise, and thank you, Carmelita. We got to wrap up. And you're both amazing people. But we'll be in touch with what we're going to be doing. And maybe we'll meet on the Queen Mary with Carmelita sometime. But until then, guys, next Monday morning, keep moving, keep the faith, and Radio Boomers Live is signing out.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live, also known as RBL, with your hosts, James and Eric Zuli. Be sure and visit EasyWayNetwork.com. That's letter E, letter Z, EasyWayNetwork.com, to get access to our influencers and get promoted to over 500,000 visitors per month. Remember, Radio Boomers Live airs every Monday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Don't forget to download our app on any mobile device, Google Play or Apple Store, by searching Easy Way Family. That's letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Family. Subscribe to our show at EasyWayPodcast.com.
Okay, Eric, great show. Till next Monday morning, keep moving, keep the faith, and Radio Boomers Live is signing out.